Okay, so it was it was 2 days ago that I talked about the possibility. I said, what would you think if Taiwan said, technically, China has not normalized relations with us. Technically, we've not declared independence. Technically, we, Taiwan's government, have this claim to all of mainland China and Mongolia. Therefore, Xinjiang is technically under our jurisdiction, and this foreign government known as China, the communist China, is occupying our land throughout mainland China, including Xinjiang. We please request a foreign, a multinational military to come in and liberate the people in land that we claim from a military that has yet to conquer us after 70 years of war. And so technically, military action inside Xinjiang would be legal by those standards because an undefeated claimant to that land would be requesting such action. Now, I'm not advocating that. What I'm saying is China, the Beijing seat. See, Taiwan's China government is seated in Nanjing. That was their capital. The communist Chinese capital is Beijing. It was not Beijing under Chiang Kai-shek. So the Beijing communist seated government has invited, not through words, but through their actions, they have begged for Taiwan to do this. There's no runway. I'm the first person mentioning first person does a lot of things. But they have begged Taiwan to do this because they haven't declared victory. If China's government had simply said, okay, we kicked out Chiang Kai-shek's stupid government, and now the people of Taiwan have democratically voted out Chiang Kai-shek's political party from the legislature and from the president, from the executive branch. So we thank the people of Taiwan. We declare victory over Chiang Kai-shek. We're normalizing relations. We formally recognize Taiwan as an independent, separate country. If China had simply declared victory instead of waiting to declare victory until they own the moon and Mars and Saturn, then Taiwan would not be able to say, we own Xinjiang on the books. We request an international force to invade Xinjiang that we own to kick out the evil Chinese for what they're doing. Taiwan would not be able to say that if China had declared victory, but China didn't. So Taiwan could say that. Taiwan could. We're dealing with massive insanity inside China because they don't care or recognize how the rest of the world interprets and responds to what they do. And the craziness that we see coming out of China's responses to these other countries is the same craziness that ABCs, American-born Chinese, deal with from their parents at home in America. When their parents, primarily speaking Mandarin, move to America and English is not their most wonderful language, and the kids go to school in American school where they learn to love and forgive, and then they go home and they get all this bossiness. Same thing in Chinese churches. So the same, if you look at China, like, how can they say that? Why do they do that? It's like, now you understand what ABCs, what American-born Chinese are always dealing with. And so, this is, well, see, I'll go back to it. And now it's funny because I had an interesting lunch this week with a lady. Is an author, a famous author, apparently. I don't know. I just sat down to lunch and we just talked a little bit, but not much. But one of the fundamental issues, the way to move forward in Taiwan, is that Taiwan has to learn forgiveness. They've got to ask for forgiveness and they've got to be able to give it. And they are incapable of doing that as long as they have Confucius in their thinking. And the only way to get rid of Confucius is to adopt Jesus. He's the only antidote for Confucianism. Nothing else will get rid of it. Nothing else has ever purged it. And so many people supposedly had these Chinese Christians who still follow this anti-forgiveness Confucianism. And it's like, no, that's not going to work. It's not going to work.
I don't fear so much for Taiwan's safety because the international community has woken up to what to such the danger that China is. By the time you get all these other countries picking their own bones with China, there won't be much left of China's military that's not already busy in order to perform an operation over Taiwan. If China were to focus strongly on Taiwan, they'd probably use enormous chunks in the mainland. They don't have it. So it's, you know, right now things seem to be going in Taiwan's favor on the world stage. I don't know how soon Taiwan's going to figure things out. God forbid Taiwan say that thing about Xinjiang, unless by some lucky chance the world happened to be ready. But I have a feeling with China and its inability to declare victory because it wasn't the victory they wanted, I have a feeling that in the end, Taiwan's going to end up somehow controlling China anyway. Well, after all this pans out, Taiwan might end up being the East Asian government seat. The end of the world, the world is divided into 10 nations. There are 10 kings. And I wouldn't be surprised if the king, if the seated government over this area, we're talking several countries merging into only 10 countries throughout the world in biblical terms. I would not be surprised if in the end, we end up with a regional government over China and Japan that's seated in Taiwan. It's kind of like Arrakis, the planet Dune, D-U-N-E, in the movie Dune. You know, all the whole universe turned to this one barren wasteland. That's where the showdown actually was. What was last became first. I'm not trying to predict anything. I'm just saying the grand reversal has its way. It goes back to the election with Trump and Biden. Trump was headed for a victory, but there was a bunch of strange stuff that went on. It's so tempting to get angry about that election in either direction. I don't know. There are a lot of power brokers that really didn't like Trump disrupting things. And a lot of people did a lot of crazy stuff. And a lot of those people sacrificed their systems, just like China did. China has sacrificed so much by not being able to normalize relations with Taiwan. They've sacrificed so much. I mean, if China had normalized relations with Taiwan, China could be the one providing Taiwan's military defense. But they haven't done that. And so they've invited America to show up. China could have done so much, but they just had to keep holding on for more. I want to think. I'll tell you one thing. As I've been patient with other people doing things that don't make sense to me, I myself I've continued to find my own problems. We all have problems, but I have discovered skills and talents and great abilities in other people while I have, I've said, okay, I love you tons. I'll pray for you. I'll do what I can do to keep you going. Even while you destroy yourself, I'm here for support. The more I've just focused on playing support, even when it seems like it doesn't make sense, I'll tell you what, I've seen some awesome stuff come out in other people that I've never seen before, and I'm happy for the friendship. See you next week.